you all.
今天是十二月一号。
Today is December 1st.
我们很多人都在盼望等候圣诞节的来临。
A lot of us are truly waiting and waiting for the coming of a Christmas.
圣诞节顾名思义就是圣者耶稣基督的降临。
What does Christmas mean? Christmas truly means the birth of our great Lord Jesus Christ.
就像刚才诗班带领我们献的诗等候这个歌名一样。
Just like the hymn the choir just sang, the name of that hymn is called Waiting. We're waiting for the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ's birth.
大家知不知道
Well, do anyone know?
全世界有将近二十亿的基督徒都在等候盼望圣诞节的来临。
Do you know in the whole world there are about 20 billion Christians are truly looking for and waiting for the Christmas?
因为这是一个普世欢腾的日子。
Because it is the day everyone will celebrate.
因为神是如此的爱我们的人。
Because God is the one, Lord is the one, love us so much.
所以将他的独生爱子耶稣基督赐给我们。
And he gave us one and only his precious son, Jesus Christ, to us.
耶稣基督是人类唯一的盼望。
Jesus Christ is the one and only hope for human beings.
因为他带给我们福音。
Because he gave us the good news, the gospel.
今天我们作为主的门徒。
Today, where all the disciples are our Lord.
牧师再次鼓励大家。
Pastor, as a pastor, one more time, I encourage you all.
还有很多在网上收看的弟兄姐妹们。
And a lot of brothers and sisters are watching the broadcast.
好不好？你趁着十二月份这一个欢乐的季节，这个月份，带领邀请更多的朋友来到教会。
By chance and take advantage of this special month.The celebrating month of December, the Christmas month, lead more people come to our church.
抓住一年只有一次的圣诞节。
Catch this great opportunity once a year, the Christmas month.
我鼓励你打三个电话、五个电话，邀请你的朋友。
Well, make a 3 phone calls, 5 phone calls, invite your friends come to church.
为他们祷告。
Pray for them.
你邀请五个朋友，总有三个会来到教会。
If you invite 5 friends, maybe 3 of them will come to church.
因为他们来到教会就可以听到大好的消息。
Because if they come to the church, they will be able to hear this great news.
我们彼此鼓励。
Let's encourage each other.
让我们不但有感恩的心，更要有报恩的行动。
Not just have a thanksgiving heart, let's have an action.To pay these blessings to our Lord.
因为耶稣基督看见你爱人灵魂的行动。
Because Jesus wants to see your action, of action, your loving heart and soul.
求主帮助我们。
Please, Lord, help us.
我们在读《使徒行传》的时候
，When we read the book of Acts,
我们看见是一个圣灵的形状。
We can see this is the book.About Holy Spirit.
整个的使徒行传是一个动的，是一个活生生的，是一个动的，有生命动力的一个故事。
Well, the book of Acts is a alive story.
活生生的人物。
Well, those characters are alive.
它不是一个死的文字。
It's not just a dead version, dead words.
我们看这个题目就知道倒在地上那个是扫罗。
Well, we saw this picture, we know the person who fell down was Saul.
我们很多人都同意呢，人是需要有信仰。
A lot of people do agree, people do need faith.
但是重要的是你信仰的对象要正确。
But the important thing is the object of your belief need to be correct.
如果有的人信错了对象
If somebody...Had a wrong faith, wrong belief.
而且还为那个信主的对象大发热心的话。
And they are very enthusiastic to this wrong object of their faith.
那将会是一个很大的灾难。
It will be a big tragedy and a disaster.
保罗在没有认识主耶稣以前正是这样的人。
Before Paul became a Christian, before he knew Jesus Christ, he was that kind of person.
保罗原来的名字叫做扫罗。
Originally, Paul was called Saul.
扫罗可是一个很有学问的人。
Saul was a very knowledgeable person.
同时他也是非常虔诚的犹太教的教徒。
And he was a very faithful and a religious believing Judaism.
所以他是不相信耶稣就是弥赛亚。
He did not believe Jesus Christ was the Messiah.
对扫罗来说
，For Saul,
所有跟从耶稣的人都是异端。
Anyone who believe in Jesus Christ and follow Jesus Christ, that he think they are heretic.
所以扫罗非常积极的要捉拿信耶稣的人。
So Saul was enthusiastic, very enthusiastic, and very actively called those people who are Christians and follow Jesus.
请大家来读《使徒行传》九章一到二节。
Please read the book of Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 2.
请，扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话。去见大祭司，求文书给大马色的各会堂。若是找得信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
The book of Acts, chapter 9, 1 to 2. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing and murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters.To the synagogue, to Damascus, so that he found anyone there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem.
我们看见当时的扫罗可以是一说一个是一个宗教的狂热分子。
We could say at that time Saul was a religious fanatic.
因为在扫罗的思维中。
Because in Saul's mind,
他认为他可是替天行道。
He thought he did absolutely the right thing for the God.
所以扫罗每天忙着的就是到处去抓基督徒。
So what Saul was busy with that time is every day trying to catch the Christians.
而且迫害基督徒。
And persecute Christians.
扫罗的狂热正是因为他的信仰发生了极大的偏差。
The reason why Saul was such a enthusiastic religious fanatic because the object of his belief was totally wrong.
有一天，当扫罗走在大马色路上的时候
，One day when Saul was walking his journey to Damascus,
他绝对没有想到
，He never could even thought about it.
突然之间，天上有大光照着扫罗。
Suddenly, a great light from heaven shone upon him all sides.
四面照着他。
At all his sides.
当时的扫罗吓了一跳。
At that time, Saul was totally shocked.
他的反应怎么样呢？
What was his response?
我来读给大家听。
I will read for you.
请注意看。
Please pay attention.
他就扑倒在地。听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
He fell to the ground and heard a voice to him, "Saul, Saul, who, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked, "I am Jesus, who you are persecuting."
当时的扫罗一定非常的震惊啊
At that time, Saul must be extremely shocked.
因为不但有一个大光照着他
Not only just a great light shone upon him.
而且还有声音对他说话
And a voice was talking to him.
对他说你为什么逼迫我
The voice talked to him, why are you persecuting me?
当时扫罗的自动反应是什么呢
What was...Saul's immediate and automatic response to it.
扫罗说，主啊，你是谁呀？
Saul asked, Lord, who are you?
主怎么回答说？
What did the Lord reply to him?
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣嘛。
I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
扫罗再一次大大的震惊了。
One more time, Saul was extremely shocked.
因为这一位耶稣开始向他说话。
Because this Jesus Christ was talking to him.
而且直接告诉他。
And directly tell him.
当你逼迫基督徒的时候，就是在逼迫我。
When you are persecuting all the Christians, you are persecuting me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
当我们读到这里的时候
，When we read this version，
我们的心灵是不是得到很大很大的安慰
？Don't our heart got great comfort？
因为凡是基督徒，就已经和基督耶稣连接在一起。
All the Christians are connected to Jesus Christ.
其实我们不仅仅是和耶稣基督连接在一起。
Not only we're connected to Jesus Christ.
事实上，我们的生命是与主耶稣联合在一起。
In fact, our lives are already united with Jesus Christ.
是真正生命的联合。
It is a true union of the lives.
因为主复活的生命在我们的里面。
Because the resurrected life of Jesus Christ has already living within us.
因为至高的圣灵住在我们里面。
Because the Almighty Holy Spirit is living within us.
所以说是神与人生命的联合。
Therefore, it's the life of the Lord.Connected together with our lives of human beings.
那今天全世界属于基督徒的都是属于基督的人吗？
Well, now in the whole wide world, all the Christians we belong to Jesus Christ.
那这个意义非常重大。
It is there's a tremendous significant meaning in it.
我们看见扫罗他是一个盲目的热心者。
Saul was such an enthusiastic religious fanatic.
然而，当耶稣的门徒受到逼迫的时候
，When the disciples of Jesus Christ were persecuted,
我们的主耶稣绝对不会袖手旁观。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is not going to stand up there doing nothing.
耶稣基督立刻采取行动。
Jesus Christ right away take the action.
所以在大马色的路上，主耶稣就光照扫罗。
On the journey to Damascus, there was a great light shone upon Saul.
扫罗在主的荣光中是站立不住的。
Saul couldn't stand up straight in front of the great light of Jesus Christ.
所以扫罗倒下去了。
Therefore, Saul fell down.
那主耶稣不但告诉扫罗他是谁。
Jesus Christ not only told Saul who he is,
同时还有任务交给扫罗去办。
Also assigned tasks to Saul.
请大家来读六到九节。
Please read chapter 9, verse 6 to 9.
请起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。同行的人站在那里说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。扫罗就从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能看见。有人拉他的手，领他进了大马色。
Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard a sound, but did not see anyone.
当扫罗从地上站起来的时候，他完全看不见。
When Saul stood up from the ground, he couldn't see a thing.
这给当时的扫罗又是另外一个更大的震撼。
That was another great shock for Saul at that moment.
这个经历完全翻转了扫罗的信仰。
That experience totally reversed Saul's faith.
因为在扫罗的心中
，Because in Saul's heart,
扫罗非常清楚知道
，Saul clearly knew.
他遇见了真实的耶稣基督。
He met the one and the true Lord Jesus Christ.
原来耶稣真的就是弥赛亚。
Well, Jesus Christ is the true Messiah.
耶稣基督是又真又活的神。
Jesus Christ is the one true and the living Lord.
而且是大有能力的神。
He's the Lord full of power.
不但有大光照着扫罗。
Not just a great light. shone upon Saul.
不但耶稣亲自向他说话，
not only Jesus Christ talked to him directly,
而且让他暂时看不见，
and let him temporarily become blind.
我们来看一个这个 PowerPoint.
Let's look at PowerPoint.
倒下去的是扫罗，站起来的就变成了保罗。
The person who fell down was Saul. The person who stood up was Paul.
今天和大家思想的题目就是何等美好的改变呢？
Today, the sermon we're studying for is what a beautiful change.
我们看见被主光照的扫罗，他完全不一样。
We saw the Saul who shone by the great light of the Lord. He was totally changed.
其实今天我们也需要主的光照。
Today, we also truly need the great light shone upon us by our Lord.
看看我们有没有亏欠主的地方。
Let us to examine if there's anything we owe our Lord.
检查一下我们每天灵修的生活好不好嘞？
Exam to see if every day we do a good job for the spiritual life development.
如果需要改进的，就马上改进。
If anything we need to improve,right away.
因为主耶稣不仅仅是要我们得救而已。
Because Jesus Christ not only wants us to be saved.
主耶稣要我们做一个得胜的基督徒。
Jesus Christ wants us to be the Christians really win over the world.
这个真理很重要。
That is a very important truth.
我们不能一直做一个软弱的基督徒。
We cannot always live as a weak Christian.
我们也不能做一个就是说不传福音的基督徒。
We cannot be a Christian who never tell the good news to other people.
我们需要做一个心里火热的基督徒。
We need to be a Christian with a burning desire.
特别在这个末世这么多的异端的时代。
Especially in this world with all the heretic around us.
我们更要积极的来传扬耶稣基督。
We need to actively tell people about the good news of Jesus Christ.
你看这个世界上，很多人他们很热心的。
Well, we know in this world there are a lot of people are very enthusiastic.
但是很可惜呢，他们信错了对象。
But unfortunately, the object of their faith is wrong.
那我们怎么样去帮助他们呢？
How do we help them?
我们说我们信的是独一的真神。
We tell them the one and the only true God we believe in is Jesus Christ.
独一的意思是只有这一位真的神。
The one and only means he is the one and only true God.
有的人听了很不服气啊。
Well, some people heard about that and they don't agree with it.
他们说为什么只有基督教信的才是独一的真神呢？
Why only the God Christians believe in is the one and only true God?
你怎么回答？
How do you reply to them?
我们查了这么多的经，对不对？
Well, we have already studied a lot of Bible verses.
礼拜五小组也查经，主日学也查经，每天你在家也读经，我们读了很多圣经嘛。
Well, Friday night cell group you study Bibles, and Sunday school you study Bibles. Every day your daily spiritual life development you also study Bibles. You did study a lot of Bible verses.
我常常鼓励弟兄姐妹要学以致用。
I a lot of times encourage brothers and sisters.You study for it, you need to practice on it.
圣经不是单单只是不断的读读读而已。
Well, for the book of Bible, it's not for you just to study and study again. It's not only like that.
读了以后要做什么？
After you study it, what do you need to do?
你们告诉我。
You tell me, please.
有用吗？
Well, you need to act on it, practice on it.
我们要活学活用。
You need to study for it and use the theory and the practice of it.
我们领受的是生命之道。
We receive the truth of life.
活出来的也是生命之道。
We need to live out of this truth of life.
请注意。
Please pay attention.
所传扬的也是生命之道。
What we tell other people is also the truth of life.
好，我们再回到刚才的问题。
Now let's get back to the question.
我们不妨从这个创造方面和他分享。
We can share with them about the creation.
请问世界上所有宗教的教主哪一位是创造者呢？
Please, I ask you a question. Any religious leaders in this world, they can claim themselves, they are the creator of the universe.
有哪一位宗教的教主敢说他是创造宇宙万物的主宰？
Any religious leaders, can they claim themselves to be the creator of the everything of this universe?
弟兄姐妹也可以反问那些福音朋友。
Well, brothers and sisters, you also ask that question back to those seekers.
很多人都有这样的经验。
A lot of people had experience like that.
我这个福音朋友一箩筐的问题要问上帝。
Oh, those seekers have a basket of questions they want to ask God.
最好上帝要给我一个满意的答复才行。
Well, God, you better give me an answer can satisfy me.
他们常常问啊。
They often ask.
为什么大灾难的时候上帝怎么不救人呢？
When there's a big disaster, huge disaster, why God didn't come here to save people?
你不是说你的上帝是慈爱的吗？
Well, you say your God is a loving and kind God.
你怎么回答的？
Well, how do you reply?
为什么恶人总是飞黄腾达，但好人总是受欺负呢？
How come those wicked people always get their way, become rich, and have authority, and but kind people a lot of time suffer and are being persecuted?
你不是说你的上帝是公义的吗？
Well, you said your God is a righteousness God.
如果好像上帝回答不出问题的时候，
Well, when it seems like a God couldn't answer their question.
可能有的人心里就很得意了。
Some people in their heart they were happy and satisfied.
你们有没有碰过这样的情况？
Well, did you ever had a situation like that?
有的人举手看看好吗？
Well, if you anyone had that situation, raise your hands.
好，那但是要不要听听上帝说话嘞？
But do you want to listen to what God say?
上帝也有几个问题要问我们哦。
God also have a couple questions want to ask us.
我们看一下 PowerPoint 好吗？
Let's look at PowerPoint.
上帝问说：“我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呀？”
God asked, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth?"
高山的野山羊什么时候生产？你知道吗？
Do you know when the mountain goats give birth?
谁为海水定界限？你若是聪明，尽管回答吧。
Who set the boundaries for the seawater? Tell me if you have an answer.
请问，有人有答案
？Well, please, I'd like to ask you. Anyone has an answer?
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
全世界的人没有一个人能够回答上帝。
None of the person on this universe on earth can answer God's question.
因为我们这些被造的人实在需要谦卑一点。
Because we are people created by God, we need to be humble.
就算你是整个地球最聪明、最能干的人，你还是没有办法回答这些问题。
Even though you are the smartest, the most capable person on this earth, you still could not answer those questions.
你知道为什么
？Why? Do you know why?
因为我们是被造有限的。
Because we are created and we are limited too.
所以只有当我们承认我们有限的时候
，Because only when we admit we are limited, we are created.
我们才懂得谦卑下。
We know how to be humble.
我们才懂得来仰望这一位。无限无限伟大的创造者。
Then we know how to look up for this great creator who is unlimited.
他本来就是独一的真神。
He is always the one and only true God.
所以这给我们机会来带领别人认识正确，我强调正确的信仰。
That will help us to lead other people to this right.Correct, true faith.
现在我们再回到《使徒行传》里面的保罗。
Let's come back to the Saul in the book of Acts.
我们看见保罗的生命整个被改变。
We can see Paul's life had totally been changed.
那保罗被神光照以后，他的眼睛看不见了。
After Saul was flashed around by the great light, Saul's eyes totally become blind.
你想扫罗心里着不着急了？
Don't you think Saul was very anxious at the time?
换了是你，你记不记啊？
If it's you, will you become anxious?
换了我是很着急。
If it's me, I became very anxious.
三天三夜都看不见咯。
Three days and three nights, he couldn't see a thing.
你想想看。
Well, think about it.
吃个饭也好，上个洗手间也好，都需要别人来帮忙。
No matter he tried to, he tried to eat or tried to go to the restroom, he always need other people to help him.
所以扫罗心里面很着急啊。
Of course, Saul was very, very anxious.
但是急也没有办法。But
no matter how anxious he was, there's nothing he can do.
他只有祷告，只有耐心地等候神的时间。
The only thing he could do is to pray and wait for God's time.
请大家来读10节到12节。Please
read verse 10 and 12.
请当下在大马色有一个门徒叫亚拿尼亚，主在异象中对他说：“亚拿尼亚。”他说：“主，我在这里。”主对他说：“起来，往直接去，在犹大的家里访问一个大数的名叫扫罗。他正在祷告，又看见一个人名叫亚拿尼亚进来，按手在他身上，叫他能看见。”
In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision. Ananias, yes, Lord, he answered. The Lord told him, go to the house of Judas on Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. For he is praying in a vision. He has seen a man named Ananias and place his hands on him to restore his sight.
在时间那里,
in verse 10,
我们看见主耶稣在异象中对亚拿尼亚说话。
We saw our Lord Jesus Christ talk to Ananias in a vision.
叫亚拿尼亚去找这个扫罗。
Ask Ananias to go find Saul.
请注意12节。
Pay attention in verse 12.
12节非常有意思。
Verse 12 is a very interesting verse.
因为是异象中的异象。
Because it's a vision in a vision.
就是主在异象中告诉亚拿尼亚。
Because in the vision, Lord told Ananias.
在大马城的这个另外一个地方，扫罗也正在看见异象。
In the other side of the city of Damascus, Saul also saw a vision.
扫罗看见亚拿尼亚按手在自己的身上。
Saul saw Ananias came and placed his hands on him.
于是扫罗的眼睛就看见了。Therefore,
Saul's eyes can see again.
这说明什么？
What did that mean?
很重要。
That's very important.
就是我们的主同时在两边工作。
Well, our Lord is working on both sides.
同时告诉扫罗，同时告诉亚拿尼亚，他要成就的事情。
In the same time, Lord told Ananias, also the same time told Saul, he's going to get his great work accomplished.
就是让扫罗的眼睛能够重新看见。
So Saul's eyes can see again.
扫罗以前是一个盲目的宗教狂热分子。
Saul used to be an enthusiastic religious fanatic.
但是现在却成为主耶稣的福音大使。
Now he became the ambassador for the Lord's gospel.
请听主耶稣的话。
Please listen to God's Lord's words.
15节、16节我读给大家听。
Verse 15 and 16, I will read for you.
15节。 主对亚拿尼亚说：“你只管去，他是我拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王，并以色列面前宣扬我的名。我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。”But
the Lord said to Ananias, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings, and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name."
这是主对亚拿尼亚说的话。
That's what the Lord told Ananias.
当然也提到 保罗将来要为主的名受很多的苦难。
Also mentioned in the future, Saul, Paul was going to suffer a lot for the name of Christ.
那保罗的态度是怎么样呢？
What was the Paul's attitude?
保罗是甘心乐意的完全顺服主。
Paul was willingly and obedient to the Lord.
所以后来保罗他就非常勇敢地到处去传扬耶稣基督的福音了。
Later, Paul was so bravely to spread out the gospel about Jesus Christ everywhere.
保罗走遍了许多的地方。
Paul traveled to many, many places.
建立了许多的教会。
Established a lot of churches.
栽培了许多的同工
developed a lot of co-workers.
保罗的生命是完全的改变，被主完全翻转过来。
Paul's life was totally changed by the Lord, totally reversed.
新约二十七本书里面，保罗写了几本书啊
？For the book of New Testament, 27 books. How many books Paul wrote?
哎，顺便考考你。
Well, it's a little quiz.
几本啊
？Quiz.How many books?
大声一点，答对了，牧师请你吃牛肉面。
If I answered it.
几本了
？How many books?
二十七本书里面，保罗写了十三本，他一个人就写了十三本书信。
Among the 27 books in the book of the New Testament, Paul himself wrote 13 letters.
特别是保罗写的罗马书。
Especially, Paul wrote the book of Romans.
把我们这个因信称义的教义讲得非常的清楚。
It gave a correct statement of the doctrines about Christianity.
所以我们读这个使徒行传，这个扫罗变成保罗的经历，对我们有什么启发呢？
When we read the book of Acts, Saul became Paul.What can we learn from it? What is the revelation from it?
这是今天信息的三个重点。
There are three important perspectives in today's sermon.
第一个就是他成了基督的仆人。
Number one, he became Jesus Christ's servant.
第二个，他成了基督的见证人。
Number two, he became the great witness of Jesus Christ.
第三个，他成了基督啊，耶稣的福音的使者。
Number three, he became the great ambassador of Jesus Christ's gospel.
今天我们同样也是基督的仆人。
Today, we are also the servants of Jesus Christ.
广义来说，所有的啊，我们这个基督徒弟兄姐妹都是基督的仆人。
Broadly speaking, all the Christians, all the brothers and sisters were the servants of Jesus Christ.
你知道我为什么这么说吗
？Why do I say this way？
请问我们开始祷告的时候
？Well, when we started to pray，
我们喊主啊主啊。
We say, Lord, Lord。
意思就是他是主人，我是仆人。
It means he is the master and I am the servant。
第二
，Second，
我们同样都是耶稣基督的见证人。
We're all the witness of Jesus Christ。
啊，我们礼拜四感恩节有三位弟兄姐妹做的见证非常好。
The past Thanksgiving on Thursday, three brothers and a sister did great testimonies for the Lord.
我听到很多的回应都说我们这个感恩节的聚会办得真的很好。
I heard a lot of feedbacks, a lot of say, hey, our Thanksgiving gathering was great.
但是好像宣传还不够。
Well, we need to let more people know about this event.
我们大人来了110人。
We have about 11-10 adults attending that gathering.
所以我们明年的感恩节，我们的祷告是要超过150个大人。
Next year we're going to pray for the next Thanksgiving. We need to have more than 110 adults attending the gathering.
同样有更好、更有力的见证可以容神一人。
The better, more powerful testimonies to glorify God's name.
见证耶稣基督不仅仅是一位慈爱恩典的主。
To testify, Jesus Christ is not only a graceful and kind Lord.
还要见证他的能力、他的权柄和他的威严。
To testify, to witness his authority, his power, and his righteousness.
其实我们每天的生活也是一个见证。
Well, our everyday, daily life is also Lord's testimony.
因为说的严谨一点，我们有生命的见证。
Well, We need to live in the life of a witness, testimony.
每一天，你的生命都在说话。
Every day, your life is speaking.
因为你的做人处事的态度就是一篇信息。
Because your attitude, how you treat other people, how you live your life, it is a piece of a message.
你知不知道？
Do you know?
从礼拜一到礼拜六，你每天都在分享你的信息。
From Monday to Saturday, every single day, you are sharing your own information.
啊，因为你的做人处事态度，你会告诉别人你是什么样的人。
How you live your life, how you treat other people, you're telling other people what kind of person you are.
特别你的老朋友更加认识你。
Especially your old friends, they all know you very well.
因为以前的你和现在的你肯定是不一样。
Because the old you must be different than the present you.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在你的生命当中遇见了主耶稣。
Because in your life, you met the Lord Jesus Christ.
就像扫罗在大马士的路上，他遇见了这一位又真又活的主。
Just like Saul met this one true and living Lord on the journey to Damascus.
当我们的生命遇见主的时候
，When our life met Jesus Christ，
我们的生命就开始改变。
Our life started to change.
同意的人请说。
If you do agree, please say amen.
因为主耶稣有改变生。
Because Jesus Christ has this great power to change lives.
以前有的人可能有一点骄傲。
Well, before this person probably was a little bit arrogant.
但是自从遇见主以后
，But after this person met Jesus Christ,
开始学着谦卑了。
Started to become humble.
以前我们大部分只想到自己。
Before, this person always think about themselves.
祷告也是只为自己。
Pray always for themselves.
现在是常常想到别人的事。
Now often think about other people's needs.
现在是先为别人祷告，最后才为自己祷告。
Now when they pray for others first, then pray for themselves at the last.
啊，以前可能很小气吝啬。
But before they were quite frugal.
二十几天的我，你知道是什么样吗
？Well, do you know what kind of a me I was 20 years ago?
我那时候住在三藩市。
I was living in San Francisco.
朋友来了
When, my friends came over,
就把那个普通的茶请他喝喝就可以了
Oh, I just bring just a very regular tea offered to my friends
好茶当然留给自己喝
Good tea, I'm going to keep it for myself
你们有没有这样情况啊
Do you ever had a situation like that?
信了主以后把最好的茶给朋友喝
After I believe in Jesus, I bring out the best tea and offer it to my friends
那个时候买茶很不方便
At that time, it was not easy to get real good tea
也没有上网去网购你还非得跑到唐人街、啊、去买
Well, there's no way I can do online shopping so I have to physically drive to Chinatown to get those good teas
这就是改变
That's the change
以前可能弟兄有一点大男人主义
Well, before, as the brothers, you may have the mentality of a man first
啊，现在弟兄啊非常乐意帮太太洗洗碗啊，刷刷锅子
Now the brothers are willing to help the wife to do the house chores like doing the kitchen works
以前可能对小孩子总是这个你都不会啊你这么笨
Well before when you talk to your children you're always criticizing them Look at this, so easy, you don't even know
现在会蹲下来或者 弯下腰来跟小孩子做朋友打成一片
Now you can kind of knee down and talk to your children and just try to be your children's friend.
我说这些事为了要证明一件事情。
All I'm saying, I try to tell you one thing.
就是因为耶稣基督改变了我们的生命。
Because Jesus Christ changed our lives.
就是现在耶稣基督仍然在改变我们的生命。
Even right now, at this moment, Jesus Christ is changing our life.
耶稣基督要把我们生命中不好的枝枝节节把它修理干净。
Jesus Christ wants to pruning the bad branches in our lives.
因为耶稣基督盼望我们能结出圣灵的九种果子来。
Because Jesus Christ wants us to have the nine fruits of a Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣基督愿意看见我们的生命更加的成熟圆融嘛。
Well, because Jesus Christ want to see our life become more mature, more full of love of God.
以至于我们能够越来越像他。
So we can be more and more like him.
使我们在地上生活的时候，自然地发出基督的馨香之气。
So the life for us on earth can have the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
主是陶匠，我们是泥土。
Lord, you are the potter, we are the dirt.
所以我们求主继续来塑造我们。
So Lord, please continue to develop us.
使我们每一位弟兄姐妹都成为神手中贵重的器皿。
So we can be the important and precious vessels in the Lord's hands.
然后呢？
Then what is that?
做了贵重的器皿，然后呢？
After we become the precious vessels, what's the next?
要被主来使用。
We need to be used by our Lord.
这是主的目的。
That's the goal of the Lord.
让我们都愿意成为贵重的器皿，被主耶稣来使用出去。
We can be the important, precious instruments can be used for our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们有信心，同心合意来建造主给我们的教会。
So we can be unified and to establish the Lord's church.
好叫耶稣的名得着他当得的荣耀。
So Jesus Christ's name can be glorified.
同意的人请说。
If you do agree,
Amen.
Say Amen.
我们同心祷告。
Let us all pray together.
天父，我们看见倒下去的是扫罗，站起来的却成为保罗。
Lord, we can see the person who fell was Saul. The person who stood up was Paul.
他成为你手中贵重的器皿。
He became the precious vessels on your hands.
因为他勇敢地到处传扬你的福音。
Because he bravely told the gospels.To everywhere.
他到处建立你的教会。
He established your church everywhere.
他到处栽培你的同工。
He developed all the co-workers for you.
主耶稣，求你帮助我们。
Lord Jesus, please help us.
让我们同心合意，按照你的带领。
We need to unify our hearts and led by you.
加添我们的信心、爱心和盼望。
Please strengthen our hope.And our loving hearts.
求主复兴我们的教会。
Lord, please revive our church.
因为我们要高举主你的圣名。
Because we need to lift up your holy name.
我们谢谢你听我们祷告。
We thank you. Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the precious and victorious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.